This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Despite remarkable gains in girls' education over the past 25 years, the world continues to be a dangerous and discriminatory place for them, according to a report launched on Wednesday by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, Plan International, and UN Women. It finds that while the number of girls not attending school has dropped by nearly 80 million over the past two decades, violence against women and girls is still common, with one in every 20 girls aged 15 to 19 years experiencing rape in their lifetime. Girls also face startling risk of violence in every space, whether online or in the real world, while millions are still subjected to harmful practices such as child marriage and female genital mutilation, or FGM. The report has been issued as part of the Generation Equality Campaign and to mark the 25th anniversary of the historic Beijing Declaration on Advancing the Rights of Women and Girls. It calls for action in several areas, such as expanding opportunities for all girls, increasing policy investments in skills development for adolescent girls, and in efforts to end gender-based violence, child marriage, and FGM. With millions of visitors expected to attend religious events in Iraq this month, the World Health Organization, WHO, is working with religious leaders and health authorities to protect them from coronavirus disease, COVID-19, and other illnesses. The UN agency is providing advice on measures to prevent the spread of disease during mass gatherings, such as visits to holy sites. These include best methods for sterilizing surfaces and equipment, use of thermal detection devices at entrances and checkpoints, and proper referral and isolation measures for suspected cases. WHO representative Dr. Adam Ismail said Iraq has conducted a risk assessment and health authorities are calling on clerics to support the decision to avoid gatherings as much as possible. While measures taken by the government to limit the spread of coronavirus comply with WHO recommendations, he said other urgent preparations are critically needed, such as designating proper isolation facilities. Iraq reported its first case of COVID-19 last week. There were 26 cases as of Tuesday, all among nationals coming from Iran. One person has since died, according to media reports. In more news from the UN Health Agency, WHO reports that a countdown is underway in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the DRC, to declare the end of the world's second deadliest Ebola outbreak. The 42-day countdown began on Monday, just one day before the last Ebola patient in the country was discharged from a treatment center in the northeast, though 46 people who had come in contact with her are still being monitored. Response measures remain in place to ensure that any new cases are detected quickly and treated. WHO explained that the end of the Ebola outbreak can only be determined when no infections arise 42 days after the last reported case has tested negative. If this happens, the government is expected to declare the outbreak over on the 12th of April. The Ebola epidemic in the DRC began in August 2018, causing more than 2,000 deaths. It is the world's second worst outbreak of the disease following the West Africa epidemic from 2014 through 2016. Deanne Penn, UN News.